I'm here with Fergal Darcy, who's the MC for the Roscommon Rose. I suppose, first of all, Fergal, your thoughts on the night?
Absolutely fabulous night. I've been MC for this event for 5 years. I've been involved with the Rose of Tralee for 12 years. So I started off when I was about 23, I would say. I just think that this centre, I've been from Roscommon myself, I just think that this centre has a sense of excellence, and that's from the Abbey Hotel the whole way up to how it's ran. See, most centres, when they run this competition, usually what it is you arrive on the night, you pay for your tickets, you come in, you have a few drinks, and then it's a selection of roses. Whereas here we have the meal and the ball as well afterwards, which really stands to people because it gives you a really nice night out whilst you get to support whichever roles that you're there to support. Huge talent in Roscommon this year as well. So I'd have to say that, like, it's so hard when it comes down to these things. The one thing you have to remember, though, about the Rose of Tralee Festival is that it is all about making friends. And they're very passionate about the Rose family. Once you become a Rose representing your town or a business, you are part of the family. And I think that's the big thing. So as far as I'm concerned, it's an absolutely fabulous night. And I really hope they invite me back next year.
I'm sure they will. You did a really, really good job. Wouldn't you agree, Danielle?
Obviously, yes. I have to say, really good entertainment there on top of all the other experiences. But you said you started years ago. I'm curious, how did you get involved?
Well, so what happened was is I was working in Clare FM back in 2005, 2006. And I got a phone call from a gentleman called Kieran O'Connell looking for someone from Clare FM to present the Clare Rose. And none of the other presenters were available at the time. I was the only one that was there. So I said, look, you know the way most young girls grow up dreaming to be the Rose of Tralee?
Exactly, yeah.
I grow up dreaming to be the presenter of the Rose of Tralee. And I mean, you know, in fairness, like, if you surround yourself with beautiful people, and I mean beautiful people as in, like, beautiful people that are talented and have wonderful personalities, you're going to turn out good yourself. So, literally, I remember thinking to myself, this is my opportunity. And since then, I have presented in Sligo, Mayo, Galway, Clare, and of course Roscommon. And Roscommon is the only centre that I still do to this day. So I've kind of given up the other centres because obviously due to other commitments or they can be on the same night. But I have to be honest with you, that's exactly how I was roped into it. It was by a pure potluck chance. I really enjoyed it. I come back every year. And there's a trick to it too as well, is that when you do come back, you don't just arrive on the night. I have met other presenters, they'll arrive on the night, and this is by no means is this degrading them in any way, because they all do a fabulous job around the country. But they'll come in and, you know, they'll maybe get to say loads of girls and then they just go straight for the interview. Whereas with me, I spend a lot of time on it. You know, I get sent down the forms, I'll go through each form, I'll write up cue cards, then I'll come early in the morning to meet the girls to make sure they're comfortable with me. I treat it very much so as one of the most professional gigs of the year, because you don't get these gigs that often, and when you do get them, you want to treat them right, because it's very intimidating to be on stage.
And I could see the girls, they were very comfortable around you. Like, you made all this easier for them.
Well, they wouldn't be comfortable if I didn't meet them earlier on today. Exactly. And say to them, look, my job is to be on stage to mind you. That's my number one job, is to mind you and to get the best out of you. I'm not going to do anything to intimidate you or do anything wrong like that. And they appreciate that. I think that's something, that's one thing that's always said with the centre, and particularly here in Roscommon, they've always said that, is that, like, it's the one reason why I always come back. And like, you know, it's different because I change from one radio station to another. And, you know, when you come home, it's different now for me because I'm not down the road anymore. I'm now living in Dublin. So, but I will make this trip 100 times over, especially for Yvonne, because she does such a brilliant job at organising it, you know?
I know, she is absolutely, like, we have just, I suppose, met her in the last few weeks, and we were at the launch night. And I'm intrigued to know as well, because myself and Daniela interviewed a few of the Roses and the Escorts as well, and you only get those 2 or 3 minutes. So for you, I suppose, you know, you meet them during the day and that. Do you have an inkling yourself of who maybe could be...
Yeah, you know, like, but from looking at it on paper, right, you will say to yourself, God, this person looks brilliant, blah, blah, blah. But that's why I come down early in the day as well, is because I want to meet them. Because, you see, you can look brilliant on paper, but if you can't translate that to a stage, it's hard. So one of my jobs is to actually make sure that these people who look brilliant on paper are able to translate that to the stage. And you do get surprises, like, all the time. I mean, like, more often than not, I would be able to call, I'd be able to say, this person, that person, whatever. I'd always be very close. But at the end of the day, I'm not a judge. I'm just there to compare, and it's pot luck. I've often called it, but to be honest with you, you get lucky sometimes, and then other times you have a night like tonight where there's 4 or 5 people who are absolutely outstanding.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And that can be tough. That can be tough. Yeah. But as I said, the job is very simple. It's get them up on stage, get them talking, and make sure they're able to talk. Because once you've done that, and once you've come down, you will know, you'll have a fair inkling in your brain as to where it's going to go or where the night's going to take us.
Yeah.
I thought tonight was difficult. you know?
It was very difficult, and I have to say thanks to Yvonne and thanks to all the committee and people like you who are there to help all these girls, like Ymir, the winner of this evening. It's her second time being in.
I thought that was beautiful, actually. And yeah. The thing is that it's hard. It's hard to come into a competition like this. You can be the world's best singer, but you mightn't be able to talk. I mean, in fairness, I know how many bands, like I know big artists in the world that just cannot talk on stage, that give bad interviews. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, if you go up on stage with them, brilliant, and they're fabulous performers. So this is the whole package. I mean, you're looking for the person to represent Roscommon that's going to have the personality. You're looking for the person to represent Roscommon that's going to have the talent. You're looking for the person that's going to get Roscommon to the TV stages. That's when we do this every year, we're thinking of an ambassador for this county that could possibly be the Rose of Tralee, and wouldn't it be great for Roscommon? So you've got to play your A game. I do think that, like, that's probably the most important thing, because I'd imagine the judges had a horrible job tonight. And they had a horrible job. But for Ymir then, right, the beauty behind her story is that Ymir came down here in 2015, tough to come back into it again. I mean, you're talking 3 years later, she decides, no, I'm not giving up. Isn't that a beautiful story? Like, she's the girl that didn't give up. If you can dream it, you can do it. I will tell you this much, all my life, people have been knocking me. But you know what you do? Get back up, dust yourself off, and get back into it. And I'm proud of that girl tonight, because she deserved that.
Fair play to you, and that's a really, really good thing that you said there. Like, you know, in life, it's not everything easy. So, but all you have to do is keep at it.
Exactly. That is key. And that's always been key. And I do think that there's an interesting lesson to be learned tonight. And I always think that you should always walk away with a moral lesson, right? I always say this. It's on my arm. I have a sound wave I'm going to show you now, right? You guys work in radio, so you know what a sound wave is. That sound wave says, I didn't come this far to come this far, right? What that means is, you don't just get to the fence. If you get knocked down, you get back up and you get back over it again. Yeah. And then you get to the tree. And if you can't get back to the tree, you go back over the fence, you get the chainsaw, you come back, you cut down the tree, and then you go through the tree. That's the attitude to have in life. Never give up. That girl never gave in. And now she is in with a chance of going to the tree. Yeah, she could be the next Rose of Tralee. We don't know. But I will tell you this much. If it is, I mean, won't she have a story to tell her grandkids, how she went in, got knocked, then came back again? It's tough. It's tough, you know?
Yeah. And I suppose, just for anyone now, I suppose, like, even tonight now, it's kind of inspirational, even here in Deirdre. The work that they do in that year and the experiences they get, it's just phenomenal, I suppose. So for anyone listening who is thinking, do you know what? I could maybe do that for next year. What advice would you give someone to kind of enter?
Straight out, this is the advice I would give. We have been very blessed in Roscommon. We had Jackie Dowd, we had Ashley McNeil, and then, of course, we've had Deirdre Cribben as well, all of which have been fabulous ambassadors for Roscommon. The big answer to this question is, it's not just about roses. It's also about escorts as well. Like, lads can get involved. The advice I'd give to them is, you know something? Get your best dress out. Give it a shot. Because you know something? This is the one thing that could change your life. Ashley McNeil, you know, was a young, timid girl. She came in here. She'd done a bit of teaching like that. Doing the roses really changed her life. It gave her confidence that she never had. I mean, this is a life-changing experience. It doesn't matter once you get in there. And by the way, doing the Rose of Tralee is a big sacrifice. If you do the Rose of Tralee, first of all, you might have to give up your career for a year. You might not. It costs a lot of money because you're expected to attend certain things or be in certain places. And it costs a lot for mileage. It costs a lot for accommodation. It costs a lot for flights to go abroad and Paddy's Day, things like that. They all pay for that out of their own pocket. That's not paid for by the festival. So the thing is that if you're out there and you think that, you know, you want to do this, this is something you want to do, do it anyway. Because for your confidence alone and the friends you'll make for the one night here in the Abbey Hotel, it'll be worth it. Even if you don't go to Tralee, it'll be worth it. You'll have made friends for life.
And the lovely friendship even there, we've seen all the other roses supporting tonight.
Well, you've seen that tonight now. You walk into the room there, right? And you've got roses from all the other counties in Ireland, right, that are friends with Deirdre who competed this year. And escorts. And then you go around and you go over to Ashling, and she has a load of her friends there as well. And her friends also came from the year she was there. So that's 2 or 3 years. I mean, think about it, right? This is Roscommon. You've got the head, the CEO of the International Festival down here, happens to be a Roscommon man. You've got all these people in different counties. We're a loved county. People love to see Roscommon in it. People want to see a Roscommon Rose win it at some stage.
But hopefully this year.
Hopefully this year.
Yeah, and then Roscommon win the All-Ireland as well.
Well, I tell you, I was sitting in the Davin stand the last day when Mayo were there, and I'll tell you this much, I was heartbroken. This is like when we were in Croker the last time, and I'll tell you, I was there, I said the second day, and I live with a girl from Mayo, and I was shouting and roaring at the girl from Mayo, who's a friend of mine. I went, we're going to beat you, we're going to beat you. And things didn't work out my way, and myself and a load of Roscommon boys We're sitting down, and I tell you, I stayed for every bit of a minute. I hate to see anyone leaving the stadium. I stayed for every bit of a minute. Broke my heart. But I stayed till that bit of last
minute.
And
were you doing there the first time when we draw with Mayo?
Yes, it was.
I was dying. Yeah. I was dying. Yeah. Oh, I know.
But that's how it happens, you know what I mean? But we do want to see Roscommon Rose, yes.
But we'll go again this year.
Absolutely, we'll go again this year.
Yes.
And what's furthermore, I'll be there to support them, and you'll be coming with me. You know?
Yay!
We'll be there. Thanks very much.
No problem. Yeah, thank you very much for talking to me. Have a lovely evening.